रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. उत्तरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 130, द रियूनियन ऑफ द ब्रदर्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. भारत आर रिजॉइसिंग एट द न्यू स्पोक दस शत्रुघ्न, लेट ऑल द टेंपल्स इन द सिटी बी डेकोरेटेड विद फ्लावर्स एंड फिल्ड विद इंसेंस. Let everyone in the city, the singers, storytellers, and messengers, the musicians, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the leaders of the different castes, proceed with their ladies to meet Rama and behold his glorious face. Shatrughna then bade the workers who did not care for wages as follows. From here to the city of Ayodhya, make the ground level and sprinkle it with ice-cold water. Sprinkle flowers and fried grain and fly banners and buntings in the streets. Every house should be beautified in all ways possible. Place on the thoroughfare garlands of various colored flowers. The women of the palace and the ministers Drishti, Jayanta, Vijaya, Siddhartha, Arthasadaka, Ashoka, Mantra, Pala, Sumantra and others rode forth on elephants. The brahmanas, kshatriyas and the chiefs of the different orders and the women folk of the warriors came out of their respective vehicles such as horses and cars. Countless warriors, cavalrymen, charioteers and foot soldiers set out with their weapons. All the wives of King Dasharatha with Kaushalya and Sumitra at their head and followed by Kaikeyi left for Nandigrama in their carriages. The entire population of the city of Ayodhya with none left behind came to Nandigrama. The earth reverberated with the sound of horse hoofs, chariot wheels, drums and trumpets. Followed by the chiefs of the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas and the headmen of villages with the ministers carrying offerings with the sound of conch, trumpet, veena, drum and flute and with singers singing their songs of praise, Bharata with Rama sandals held aloft above his head set out from Nandigrama to meet Rama while the white umbrella adorned with white garlands was spread overhead and two fly whisks set with gold fanned him. Emaciated by fasts, covered with dust, wearing bark and deerskin, Bharata was overjoyed at his brother's coming. Looking around and not sighting Rama or his followers, he turned to Hanuman and said, I do not see the jewel of the lion of Ikshvakus. Did you say that he was coming prompted by the irresponsibility of your kind? Even supporting Rama in some distance behind, where is the army of monkeys? As the monkeys can assume any form they please, they should show themselves in some shape or another, even if they do not appear as monkeys. Hanuman replied, pointing out the cause of the delay. Bharadwaja and Indra granted boons to Rama, as a result of which the trees give an endless supply of fruits, flowers and honey. The monkeys are drinking the honey and enjoying themselves. Rama and the army were given a great feast by sage Bharadwaja. Their return is therefore delayed a little. I hear the happy noises made by the monkeys. They are now crossing the Gomati River. See the great cloud of dust rising up? They have now reached the Valukini. Methinks the monkeys are now resting among the palm trees eating their fruits. I can now see the Pushpaka bright as the moon in the sky. It was a creation of Lord Brahma and was given as a gift to Kubera. It has the speed of thought and Rama got it by killing Ravana and his followers. As the car with Rama and Lakshmana accompanied by Sita, Sugriva and Vibhishna came within their sight, young and old, women and children shouted for joy, Here comes our Rama! Getting down from the chariots, elephants, horses and other vehicles, the citizens saw him in the car shining like the full moon. Bharata, with folded palms and with ecstatic tears streaming down his eyes, welcomed him. Rama, with long and wide eyelashes, shone like Indra in the car created by Brahma. As Rama came and stood in front like the sun shining on Mount Meru, Bharata prostrated himself before him. Raising him up and seating him on his lap, Rama embraced Bharata with love and joy. Then Bharata embraced Lakshmana, who prostrated before him. He then bowed low to Sita. Then Bharata embraced Sugriva, Jambavan, Angada, Mahendra, Dvivida, Neela, Rishabha, Sushena, Nala, Gavaksha, Gandhamadana, Sharabha, Panasa, and other monkey heroes, all of whom had assumed the forms of men. They in turn greeted him. Then turning to Sugriva, he said, "Thou art a brother to us four. To help is a mark of a friend, to injure that of an enemy." Then addressing Vibhishana with soft words to comfort him in his bereavement, he said, "Friend, it is through your help that Rama, Lakshmana and the monkeys accomplished this great task." Shatrughna then saluted Rama, Lakshmana and Sita with great reverence. Then Rama, coming over to where his mother was, prostrated himself before her, embraced her feet and said, "Mother, you should not be angry with me for having gone to the forest without paying heed to your words. You have experienced misery on my account. Pardon me for my lapses. This minute all your miseries are over." He comforted and gladdened her thus. And then paying his respects to Sumitra, Kaikeyi and his other stepmothers, he came to his preceptor Vasishtha and saluted him. The citizens greeted Rama saying, "O Rama, Kaushalya's darling child, welcome to you." When they saluted Rama in reverence, their joined palms looked like buds that had just bloomed. Then Bharata took those sandals and with his own hands set Rama's feet upon them, saying in all humility, "This kingdom was entrusted to me by you. I ruled it to the best of my ability. Now I return it to you. Pray, please accept it. Today, with you back in Ayodhya as its ruler, I am happy and content. Please inspect the treasury, the granary, the city, the armies and the bastions. Thanks to your grace, all of them have multiplied 10 times. The monkeys and Vibhishana shed tears of joy at the sight of the love between the two brothers and the confidence each had in the other. Then, ascending the Pushpaka car and seating Bharata on his lap, Rama reached Nandigrama. There, descending from the celestial car, he sent it back, saying, "Go back now to serve Kubera." The wonderful car, thus directed by Rama, went northwards where lay the city of Kubera. Then Raghava touched the feet of his guru, offered him a seat, and sitting alongside of him, shone brilliantly even as Indra does with Brihaspati. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.